The scripture reading this morning is coming from the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, the first through the third verses. We are surrounded by a great cloud of people whose lives tell us what faith means. So let us run the race that is before us and never give up. We should remove from our lives anything that would get in the way and the sin that so easily holds us back. Let us look only to Jesus, the That's okay. The one who began our faith and who makes it perfect. He suffered death on the cross, but he accepted the shame of it as if it were nothing because of the joy that God put before him. And now he is sitting at the right side of God's throne. Think about Jesus' example. He held on while wicked people were doing evil things to him. So do not get tired and stop trying. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. We are not our own. We are not our own. Would you please come to the grace of God with me? Gracious and loving God, our Father, you are divine. And from you we have received grace and truth. May we know of your love and mercy through your Son and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Open our hearts, our minds, our ears, that we may hear your prophetic word. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. For you are our rock and redeemer, and without you, we cannot do one single thing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. This we ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. We are not our own. Have you ever noticed that in some renderings depicting the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, that in that rendering of our Lord and Savior, there in his flesh, depicting the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, there in his flesh are punctured wounds with, in that rendering, trickles of blood coming down his side. And in that rendering, pressed, we can imagine, on his head, a woven crown of thorns visibly penetrating his temples. Such a depiction is painful for us to even imagine. But we know that Jesus Christ's crucifixion was the most horrifying, the most painful, and disgraceful forms of punishment used in ancient times. He suffered death on the cross, an unparalleled sacrifice. But the scriptures tell us he accepted it as if it were nothing because of the joy that God put before him. The assurance of complete victory. And that same victory, through God's grace and the sacrifice of Jesus the Christ, is our victory as well. He personally carried our sins in his body to the Christ, to the cross, so that we can be dead to sin and live what is right. Live how? To live what is right. So how do we do that? How do we live what is right? Well, for one, we pray. We pray about everything. Now, we know that God already knows what we need when we pray, but he delights in that we go to him, that we beseech him. And then we thank him, but watch this, no matter what the outcome. So in other words, when we go to God, the Father, on bended knees, and it can really be anywhere, anytime, and in any way, isn't that right? But when we go to God and pray, and suppose what we're praying for, it just doesn't come out the way we thought it would be. Your will, not mine, Father. We say hallelujah anyhow. When I was visiting out in South Dakota some while ago, I had not seen a friend in a while. And I said, well, what is going on with you? I haven't seen you in a while I was out there visiting. And she went on to share some very heartbreaking circumstances that had come into her life. And she said, but I tell you something, Cynthia, hallelujah anyhow, because we know everything. We must have trust and faith in God's doing. Sometimes it's hard to get out of his way, but he will show us the way. Amen. Well, how often do we consult God? And we're talking about the right. How often do we consult God? Well, the answer is always. We strive to live for what is right. We consult God always. Because we are not our own. We've got to give up what might be contrary to God's purpose and what his will is for us. And so we consult him always, immediately, at every direction, at every crosswords, and acknowledge him and heed to him. And I'll tell you one thing. I will share a situation that happened when some of us did not do this. When we didn't really pray, when we didn't really consult, when we got in his way, let me tell you what happened. But thanks be to God, we learned from what I'm about to share. Okay? At one time, I was vice president of the United, we were then the United Methodist Women Conference. And social action was my mantle. And so we were quite concerned about domestic violence. And we thought, okay, let's offer, if you will, a summit on domestic violence. And so I started working on the program, and remember Sally Wiggins? She was on Channel 4. I contacted Sally Wiggins because I knew that she was certainly involved in supporting women and men of domestic violence, and she said yes, and then someone put me in touch with a judge who just did win an election not too many weeks ago, and he said, yes, I'll come and I will be a speaker, and contacted Blackburn, and if you've ever walked in a mile in our shoes, you know, they put on this program, Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, it's something to see gentlemen walking in high heels down the streets in Greensburg, which is where they had it. Had some people coming around the table saying, yes, we want to participate. And here's where we made our mistake. Not them, but us. As time drew near, and of course, you know, the conference is quite extensive. It was being reported at some of the meetings, well, not too many people are signing up. Not too many people are signing up. And so, without consulting the Holy Spirit, without praying about it, without heeding, instantly, without praying to him about the crossroads we were facing, it was determined at that meeting to cancel. Over time, that began to be problematic in my heart because the Holy Spirit was leading us to believe, and so true, it is not about numbers. It is about offering the opportunity to those who are interested and sharing good information, the good news. And so I will tell you that anytime we do not consult in these kinds of circumstances, for example, rather than live with regret, it is best that we take our time and do what we are supposed to do, no matter the numbers. And so I say, thank you, Lord, for that lesson in life. And though that happened maybe
7 years ago.
It's still something for a long-lasting lifetime lesson. We must, Christian friends, trust in the Lord with all our heart. And as the Bible tells us, do not lean on your own understanding. We acknowledge him instead, right? And he will direct our paths. Now, if you believe any of that, can I get an amen? Amen. Amen. There's an invitation in Psalm that says, come and talk with me. Come and talk with me. I needed to heed that quick, fast, and in a hurry. Come and talk with me, the psalmist tells us, because I had gotten myself in quite a mess. I guess this is confession time, right? But I want you to learn from this. I got myself in quite a mess. I had sat on my spare pair of glasses, and they were sitting on my face like this. And it was an absolute mess. And although I had gone to the eye doctor and had my eyes examined and gotten new lenses, took them over to the American eyeglass wear in Monroeville and had more made. But in the meantime, I was responsible for getting my daughter to therapy twice a week. And you know the sunglasses that you put over your regular glasses, okay? Well, no matter, and I'm kind of looking for those, for a pair to show you. I thought I had them, but I guess I left them in the car. That's okay. But they were sitting like this, and so it wouldn't fit. The glasses wouldn't fit over it. And so I said to Tanya, I said, I can hardly see. I said, I'm doing pretty well here, but it's kind of difficult for me to see. So at every stop light, I would take my clothes and wipe the lens and put them back on, the sunglasses that would be. And it helped to some extent. And then I just started praying. I said, Lord, what a mess. Just be my eyes. Be my guide. And we got there safely, coming home the same way. Well, don't you know, at 10 minutes before 5, the phone rang, and I heard, Cynthia, this is American Eyewear. And I immediately hung up, and when I said, I've got to get over there before 7 o'clock to get my glasses. The point I'm saying is that God steps right in on time. Right in on time. Now, I can say this, that there might have been some eye strain, and God does give us good common sense. And I wouldn't have put us in harm's way, but I can tell you, it surely did make a difference to have better vision when he brought those glasses to me exactly that evening. It was right on time. I tell you that sometimes we just cannot be thankful and worry at the same time. It just doesn't work that way, right? When we are thankful for what he's doing with us at that time in our lives, then there's no need to worry. We certainly got there safely and home again safely. And those glasses were waiting for me. Right on time. We are reminded to ask God, our Father, in his great glory to give us the power to be inwardly strong through His Spirit. When we think about ways in which God has been so good in our lives, it behooves us to find a way in which to share. Because we'll never know, there might be someone within the sound of our voice who doesn't know Jesus the Christ. And so by what we say and the way we say it, it just might point others to Him. In all things, give thanks for what He's done for us. We are certainly not our own. You know, the triumph of Jesus Christ, it is not temporary. But to triumph in Christ, it is not something that we do. It is something we are. And so, God's beloved, may we always remember that we belong to Him. Shall we pray? Well, gracious God, we are Yours, and You are ours. And may we always remember that. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Service is near completion. It's time for the benediction. Would you mind standing? Those who are able. Well, Father, You've come to us in so many ways this time. Your Spirit of love and peace within this sanctuary, the hearts and minds in unison, we are grateful. And this meeting is over, and may our service to You begin right now. This we ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.